nationalism and progressivism, between dystopia and not dystopia, if you like. And so, again, I'd urge you to read this article. Maybe we'll continue with it next time. Yousef El Gingihi in the Independent. Go to independent.co.uk. Karl Marx is the anniversary. So we're out of time. I wanted to finish more of that article, at least some of it. And we're going to leave you with another, let's say, Marxist-influenced, well-known person, John Lennon. And we'll be back in a couple weeks with more of Socialist Alternative Radio, talk and music from a working-class democratic socialist perspective. If you want more information about the show, about how to get involved with Socialist Alternative or socialism in general, please go to our Facebook page at Socialist Alternative Radio, or just go to socialistalternative.org nationally. And we want to thank you a lot for listening, and then all the people recently that have shown up to socialist events. It's very busy last couple weeks, and people did get out there to a certain extent for May 1st and for public meetings that Socialist Alternative had and so on, and we thank you for that. And it's just the start of things. And we also give a big shout out, of course, of respect and solidarity to the teachers in struggle around the country, and we are taking great inspiration from that, and we are hoping to spread that struggle. And we'll leave you again with a song I think you know.
Okay. 91.5 WFMed for Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh man, don't you just love the radio? I know I do. Thing is, I don't. I like doing the radio. I don't like listening to the radio because they don't play the music that is good most of the time. But hey, that's subjective. And that's why I do it. That's why I'm up here grinding away 1 hour almost every week. Sorry I couldn't make it in last week. I was helping my parents move to their new house in Rockport, Mass. So I was unable to make it, but fortunately my good friend and business partner John Merfeld was able to step in, take the reins on the board, and he did a pretty good job. He played some good stuff. He had some good banter with his friend Allie. And yeah, I'd say a solid sub. That's what I get for not posting to the sub list in time. But I've unsubscribed from the sub list because I can't take it. It's too many emails that I don't need. Folks, tunes. You want some tunes? I got some tunes for you. Got some post-punk, got some quartz, some lower key stuff. Really great, really great. Bunch of good stuff coming up. What was I gonna start with? I don't even remember. Oh, I know. Okay. Hey, big block. But Parquet Quartz 91.5 WMFO. Parquet Courts, 91.5 WFM Medford, with Stone and Starving from their second album, I think. I haven't heard their very first record, but it's pretty lo-fi. Basically, their breakthrough, I'd say. Their commercial, not commercial, I don't know. It's a good album, Light Up Gold 2013, check it out. For that, Pretty Machines from their overlooked and underrated, in my opinion, 2014 record, Content Nausea, overshadowed by Sunbathing Animal. And for that, Mardi Gras Beads from Wide Awake, their debut, their newest album coming out this year. I'm so excited for it. I've been really digging the singles that have been coming out. I've seen a couple of other songs performed live that I've loved, so I'm really excited. They're coming to Boston soon. Gotta snag some tickets for that. But yeah, just a solid few songs. Got some more solid songs coming up. But first, visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios, Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th from noon to 6 p.m. with a special sneak preview at Select Studios, Friday, May 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. Immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 350 artists. Talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. Free trolleys will be looping throughout the city, taking you to the artist sites. For more information, visit Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org. A public service message from Somerville Open Studios and all your local art loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. It's the last day. There's still time. You can still make it. Support local artists and support local stations. Thank you for that. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Folks, I'm a little tired. I think I need to wake up a bit. And what better way with some new post-punk from Ice Age, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah. Dope Body on 91.5 FM Medford with Powder from their 2012 release. Oh, was that their debut? No, they had another album before that, but there's from their sophomore album, Natural History. One of my favorite rock records that I've found, that I've discovered in the past year. It is just banger after banger. It's so good. It's so much fun, but it's also like heavy, and it's just a lot of fun. As is in line with our values here at We're Having Fun, mostly tunes, occasional fun. Before that, the OCs with Toe Cutter Thumb Buster from Floating Coffin, their umpteenth record from 2013, a classic. I haven't even gotten close to listening to all their output. They have so many albums. It's pretty amazing how they can just churn out these chart toppers. Before that, Ice Age with Hooray from the first cut from Beyondless, their latest, which I enjoy so far. I'm gonna listen to it more. And that I remember they did a live stream for Pitchfork, this thing called Juan's Basement, which they did that, and this, I remember hearing that song, being like, man, that's really good. I can't wait till that comes out on the record. And then it did, and it was great. There have been cases where I've listened to songs live, and I've really like fallen in love with live versions of songs, and then they end up really not sounding totally different and not as good on the record. Case in point, Identikit from Radiohead's latest. Oh man. That album would have been like an 8 out of 10 for me, but it's now a lighter 8 out of 10 because of that song. No, it's like a 7. I don't know. Look, I need to get all Fantana on you. We're going to keep going, though. Maybe take a bit more low-key. I've been getting really into Deer Hunter lately. Some psychedelic rock, psychedelic stuff. Trippy, lots of effects, great stuff. Here's a cut from their album Halcyon Digest. Hope you enjoy it. Just keep it tuned right here. 9.5 WMFO. We'll be right back. Grizzly Bear, 91.5 WMFO Medford with Three Rings. Probably my favorite cut from their latest, Painted Ruins. That album's growing on me. That song really grew on me. I didn't super like it at first, but now I'm all about it. It's great. Big fan. Big fan of that 6-8 or 3-4. I don't know what the meter is. Before that, I Should See Memphis from Fleet Foxes. Crack Up. Just a really real emotionally potent cut from their latest, one of many, my favorite album of last year, Faux Show. Before that, Deer Hunter with Desire Lines from Halcyon Digest from 2010. Great band. Have been getting into their stuff. Really good. Check that album out. Or, yeah, I'd listen to Halcyon Digest first. It's really good. It's very low-key, very sad, but very good. So, check it out. Folks, I gotta bounce. I gotta get out of here. But not before I tell you that this is my second to last show, so I think my last show is going to be next week, and then it's graduation. Then I'm out of here. I'm done. Yeah, it's crazy to think. I've been here for 4 years, but none of that emotional crap. I'm going to get going. I'll see you folks next week, but until then, keep it tuned right here, 91.5 WMFO, Medford.